Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, July 6th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Wildest Dreams, Taylor Swift Song. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles, bringing you the stories behind them and exploring their broader implications on our world today. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're going to talk about a song that has captured the hearts of millions. The title of today's episode, Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift. Wildest Dreams is a song recorded by American singer-songwriter Taylor Swift for her fifth studio album, 1989, released in 2014. First off, let's set the scene. By 2014, Taylor Swift had already established herself as a powerhouse in the music industry, transitioning from her early country roots to a more mainstream pop sound. 1989 was a pivotal album for her, signifying this change more definitively than any of her earlier works. Wildest Dreams stands out as a dreamy, yet haunting track that showcases Swift's strengths as a vocalist and a storyteller. The song was written by Taylor Swift, along with Max Martin and Shellback, both of whom have been integral to her polished pop sound. Produced by Max Martin and Shellback, the song captures a lush, cinematic feel, characterized by sweeping instrumentation and romantic themes. Swift's breathy, ethereal vocals float above the rich orchestral arrangement, creating an almost otherworldly experience for the listener. Now, you might wonder, what's so special about Wildest Dreams? Well, apart from its catchy tune and Swift's evocative performance, the song delves into themes of nostalgia, fleeting romance, and bittersweet memories. It's about looking back at a past relationship and hoping to be remembered fondly, despite its impermanence. Anecdotally, many fans have connected deeply with this song, recounting personal tales of long-lost loves and nostalgic moments from their own lives. That universal relatability contributes significantly to the song's enduring popularity. One interesting aspect of Wildest Dreams lies in its music video, which further enhances the song's narrative. Directed by Joseph Kahn, the video was released in 2015 and features a glamorous, old Hollywood aesthetic. Swift, playing a 1950s movie star, traverses through various exotic locations alongside her co-star, modeling a vintage allure that's both glamorous and poignant. The video creates an immersive narrative experience, making it more than just a visual accompaniment. It tells an additional story layer that complements the lyrics. However, it's worth noting that the video also sparked some controversy. Critics pointed out its depiction of Africa as a romanticized colonial fantasy, lacking proper representation and context. This criticism serves as a reminder of the complexities and responsibilities involved in artistic expression today. It prompts us to think about the perspectives and cultural nuances that get represented and, just as importantly, those that do not. Switching gears a bit, let's dive into how Wildest Dreams performed commercially. The song was well received both by fans and critics, earning plaudits for its cinematic quality and emotive depth. It debuted at number 76 on the Billboard Hot 100 before peaking at number 5, making it one of the multiple hit singles from 1989. Its success further solidified Taylor Swift's transition from a country sweetheart to a global pop sensation. On streaming platforms, Wildest Dreams continues to amass impressive numbers, contributing to the song's ever-evolving legacy. The release of Taylor's version of the song in 2021, part of her ongoing project to re-record her early catalog, reintroduced Wildest Dreams to a new generation of listeners. This move was not merely a commercial endeavor, but a statement of artistic autonomy, reinforcing Swift's control over her own creative output. And since we are already diving deep, let's touch on the emotional aspects of the song. The beautifully poetic lyrics evoke a sense of longing and a desperate wish for something wonderful to be remembered, even if it's just a fleeting moment. Isn't that something we can all relate to? The desire to be remembered fondly despite the inevitable passage of time and the ephemeral nature of many of our experiences? Consider this. Have you ever had a moment or a relationship that you wished could last forever, but deep down, you knew it couldn't? How did that shape your future decisions, and how did it impact your memories of that time? Take a moment to think about it. Reflecting on our own wildest dreams can be a powerful way to connect with the song on a deeper level. To wrap up today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a thought. How do the stories and songs from popular culture shape our own narratives and experiences? Wildest Dreams by Taylor Swift isn't just a song. It's a cultural artifact that offers us a glimpse into the complexities of human emotions and societal perceptions. It's a poignant reminder of how art, in its various forms, continues to resonate and evolve with us. Your call to action? Listen to Wildest Dreams again, whether it's the original track or Taylor's version. Absorb the lush production, reflect on the lyrics, and consider how it speaks to your own lived experiences. Maybe you'll find a new layer of meaning or a fresh perspective you hadn't noticed before. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious and keep exploring the rich tapestry of stories that Wikipedia has to offer. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Wildest Dreams, Taylor Swift song. Thanks for listening. See you next time.